This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you're well, inshallah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa rahmatullahi wa welcome everybody to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain. Day 25, we're a little bit behind. We're covering day 25 today, inshallah. And the ayah that I wanted to discuss is a very interesting and beautiful ayah in Surah Ash-Shura, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about if He were to give wealth to everyone, what would happen? And how would humanity deal with the test of wealth? This is a very powerful ayah in the Quran, which speaks to how human beings cannot handle having massive amounts of wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had Allah given expansive amount of wealth to all of His servants, they would have certainly transgressed through the land. But He sends down whatever He wills in perfect measure. He is truly all aware, all seeing of His servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Khabir is khabir by the niyat. Khabir by the niyat. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of our intentions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of our intentions. Basir, He's all seeing of our actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that if you were to give wealth to every human being, in reality what it would do is cause corruption in the land. And human beings, if they were to be given everyone wealthy, it would actually be for the worse of humanity. It wouldn't be for the best of humanity. It would actually cause a lot of oppression to be committed. And if you see what's going on today, look at what one person with the amount of wealth that he has in this world did. He was given $46 billion to buy Twitter. You know who I'm talking about, the richest man in the world right now. And if he were to use that wealth, 9 billion or 6 billion can actually eradicate the hunger in the world. But rather he wants to use $46 billion in order to, in essence, show off, in order to be known that you have $46 billion to throw around. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact says, if you were to just make everybody wealthy, this is the kind of oppression that we would commit. Instead of using that money to help people, you're using that money to become known amongst people. It's a very powerful ayah that spoke out to me about the use of wealth, and that wealth is a test. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you will be asked on the day of judgment, where did you earn your wealth, and where did you spend it, and how did you nourish yourself with it? Was it with halal or not? So imagine that these are three ways you're going to be asked about on the day of judgment about just the kind of wealth that you have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the wealth that we earn with halal, and the wealth that we spend with halal, and the wealth that we nourish our bodies with halal. I want you all to understand how important this is. You just can't disregard it. And that's why knowing and having wealth is a huge test. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the notion of being tested on the day of judgment, and you will be asked about on the day of judgment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those who are essentially less well off will enter paradise first. Do you know why? Among the reasons is because those who are wealthy and they have money, they will be asked about every single cent, where they spent it. So hence, the people with more wealth have more to be questioned about. And this is a very, very, very powerful sentiment for us to just understand that this is not just a haphazard thing. That when we have wealth, we must understand that it's got to be used in the correct way, in the correct context. So this is an ayah that spoke out to me. In reality, Surah Ash-Shura has a lot of ayat that one can reflect over. But the concept of wealth, because everybody's seeking so much wealth. In fact, it was a funny meme I saw on social media. And they said, that a spouse wants five things from their spouse. Okay? They mentioned a particular gender. I'm not going to mention the gender. And the first three of them was money. Money, in essence, they were saying, is what will make people happy. But money in and of itself doesn't buy happiness. How many people who are wealthy, they're not happy? In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says in this particular surah how that wealth, in essence, can be become a source of your corruption, can become a source of misery. How many people think that because they have wealth, they feel entitled? So in essence, we have to consider that wealth is a test both in our character, in our personality, and also a test of how we use that wealth, inshallah ta'ala. So I hope that this has been beneficial to you all. This ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given expansively wealth until all of His creations, all of His servants were wealthy, they would have corrupted the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that use our wealth for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of Islam, for the benefit of Muslims, and inshallah, make it something that will be a witness for us, not against us. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow our wealth to become a source of light for us on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in these last few days. So inshallah, really strive. These are the last few moments of Ramadan. We still have time, alhamdulillah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless and accept from everyone. And this is your brother Haseeb, inshallah, signing off from Mecca. I'll leave you off with a little bit of a view of Mecca, inshallah, for what there is, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'll see you all, inshallah, later.